Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Trust No One by Jane Ann Krentz, narrated by Amanda Lee Cobb.
Chapter 1. The note pinned to the front of the dead man's silk pajamas was a one-sentence email printed out from a computer. Make today a great day, the Witherspoon way. Grace Elland leaned over the blood-soaked sheets and forced herself to touch the cold skin of Sprague Witherspoon's throat. His blue eyes, once so brilliant and compelling, were open. He stared sightlessly at the bedroom ceiling. A robust, square-jawed man with a mane of silver hair, he had always seemed larger than life. But death had shrunk him. All of the charm and electrifying charisma that had captivated the Witherspoon Way seminar audiences across the country had been drained away. She was certain that he had been gone for several hours, but she thought she detected a faint, accusing question in his unseeing eyes. Shattering memories splintered through her. At the age of 16, she had seen the same question in the eyes of a dead woman. Why didn't you get here in time to save me? She looked away from the dead eyes and saw the unopened bottle of vodka on the nightstand. For a terrible moment, past and present merged there in the bedroom. She heard the echo of heavy footsteps on old floorboards. Panic threatened to choke her. This could not be happening. Not again. It's the old dream, she thought. You're in the middle of a nightmare, but you're awake. Breathe. Focus, damn it, and breathe. Breathe. The mantra broke the panic-induced trance. The echoing footsteps faded into the past.